A study in the New England Journal of Medicine says the U.S. military has never been so good at helping soldiers to survive their wounds. Better medical care has kept down the death toll. That also means there are more survivors who need to recover from their injuries. There are more than 9,000 wounded from Iraq or Afghanistan. We spoke to several, including U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Michael McNaughton. In 2003, his job was clearing Afghanistan's landmines.
Stepped on a landmine. I lost my right leg above the knee. Have shrapnel wounds on my left leg. Almost lost it below the knee. Lost some fingers on my right hand and got a slight concussion.
Sergeant McNaughton quickly received treatment. Within 24 hours, he'd been airlifted to the Walter Reed Medical Center in Washington. Within 4 months, he'd been through multiple surgeries and physical therapy. But like many seriously wounded soldiers, he had to work to find quality care after he left the Army's state-of-the-art facility. He returned home to Louisiana, where he was not impressed with the nearest military hospital.
I wasn't that confident that they can take care of me like Walter Reed can. I know they just do basic stuff.
McNaughton chose to pay extra for insurance that allows him to see private doctors, and he travels every few months back to Washington, D.C., for follow-up care at Walter Reed.
It was an inconvenience for me to go to Walter Reed just because it was so far away. Taking flights over there, you know, going through the x-ray machine, walking with a cane, and walking with my luggage. It's a big inconvenience, but what I get out of it, I would have done it even more if I had to.
Another veteran spends extra for private care in the state of Texas. Staff Sergeant Ryan Kelly says there is only a small VA clinic in his town of Abilene. That's where he's living after he lost part of his right leg to a roadside bomb in Iraq. Kelly went on to work with the nonprofit Wounded Warrior Project to advance the needs of wounded veterans.
The vast majority of the people within the VA system, the employees, are just really great and caring. But I think the fact the system itself isn't funded nearly enough really hurts the quality of health care.
One of the people responsible for that care is Michael Cussman. He's a senior official for health at the Veterans Administration in Washington.
You could always use more money, but we are understanding of the economic necessities and the budgetary requirements, and that we believe that there is enough money for us to provide the full depth and breadth of services that we need to provide veterans.
The number of veterans needing care is increasing. In the summer of 2003, Sergeant Brandon Erickson was delivering supplies to troops in Ramadi, Iraq.
I was injured in an ambush on the morning of July 22nd when an IED went off and an RPG struck me in the side, and I lost my right arm.
He was flown to the United States for treatment at the Walter Reed Hospital here in Washington. After months of treatment, he returned home to Grand Forks, North Dakota, with a prosthetic arm, which broke down one day.
You know, I don't like to leave the house without it, so I called on the VA, and they sent me to the hospital in the city of Grand Forks here, and the VA just said, yeah, treat him, give him whatever he wants, and then bill us for it.
Sergeant Erickson says his experiences with the VA have been mostly good. Still, it's taken him up to 6 months to get a simple dental appointment in North Dakota. The veterans we spoke to are recovering. Some have returned to work or to school. Michael McNaughton, who lost his leg in Afghanistan, was invited to the White House last year and took a jog around the lawn with President Bush, which does not mean his treatment is over. Today, Michael McNaughton is scheduled to return once again to Washington, D.C. to continue the kind of treatment he cannot find closer to home.